Nang ilunsad ang Facebook Live noong 2016, tinawag ito bilang isang naiiba at makabagong plataforma na nagbibigay laya sa mga gumagamit na makipag-ugnayan sa mga nanonood sa kahabaan ng mundo sa kasalukuyang oras. Ngayon, kasama ng mga ulat na maraming tao ang gumagamit ng live streaming service upang magsagawa ng krimen, kasama ang pang-aasultong sekswal, pagpapakamatay at pagpaslang sa tunay na oras, isang madilim na bahagi ang lumabas. Ang social media ay sumasailalim sa pressure upang kumilos sa issue, kagaya ng iniulat ni Hashela Kumarawansa. Pakinggan natin ang kanyang ulat sa ating wika. Ang pagpaslang sa 11 buwang sanggol na babae sa Thailand ay lumabas sa tunay na oras sa Facebook Live at iniwan ng 24 na oras sa Facebook na di umano'y umakit ng libu-libong manonood. Ito ay nangyari 2 linggo lamang pagkatapos na isang lalaki sa siyudad ng Cleveland sa Amerika ang gumamit ng parehong plataforma upang kunan ang kanyang sarili sa video habang namamaril ng isang taong pinili niya ng walang pakundangan. Ang serbisyo sa live streaming ay lumaki sa popularidad at ang mga sites ng social media ay naghihirap na harapin ang mga pang-aasultong sekswal, pagpapakamatay at pagpaslang na ngayon ay ginagawa ng buhay sa ganitong plataforma. Ito ay isang nakakatakot na bagay para kay Peter Choti, ang nagtatag ng Creative Media, ang digital consultancy na nakabase sa California. Sinabi niya na hindi ganito ang kanyang intensyon.
It's a typical story when it comes to new technology. It's unintended consequences and nobody is to blame for any of this. It's not Facebook's fault that this happened. No matter how big they are, they couldn't have anticipated these kinds of terrible things to happen. I absolutely believe that.
Sa katatapos na taon ng kumpirensya ng Facebook, nangako ang nagtatag na Mark Zuckerberg na gagawa siya ng hakbang tungkol dito.
We have a lot more to do here, and we're reminded of this this week by the tragedy in Cleveland. We have a lot of work and we will keep doing all we can to prevent tragedies like this from happening.
Subalit sinabi ni Ginoong Choti na una, kailangan magkaroon ng kampanya upang magbigay kaalaman sa mga gumagamit sa kung paano sumagot sa laman ng live streaming.
There's probably a majority of Facebook users who still don't really know how to flag objectionable content. Facebook users aren't necessarily the most sophisticated when it comes to social media or technology. So I think an education campaign can help mitigate some of the risks and some of the terrible impact that comes as a result of it.
Sinabi naman ni Professor Toby Miller, Communication and Media Studies sa Murdoch University, na ang pinakamalaking lugar ng social media ay dapat tratuhin bilang plataforma na pangunahing media.
Ever since Facebook started, ever since Twitter started, they have been peddling a myth. And the myth is this: we are not like a TV network. We are not like a phone network. We are truly different. We are the creatures of the public. This is simply nonsense, and it's irresponsible to continue operating with that governing myth.
Idinagdag niya na hindi gumagamit ng bilyong-bilyong dolyar ang sites na kinita niya upang harapin ang issue at sa halip ay nagsasabing wala silang responsibilidad sa mga lamang lumalabas dito.
They need to acknowledge that given that they pay nothing for their content, unlike other communications and media companies, what they should be piling their money into is people who are experts at trawling through all the material that comes through, getting algorithms in place that work effectively to identify material that is offensive or dangerous.
Sinabi din ni Professor Miller na ang gobyerno sa buong mundo ay kailangang itapat sa mga lugar ng social media sa parehong striktong paraan, kagaya ng ibang kumpanya sa media.
Nowhere in the world, including here in the US where I'm speaking to you from, is free speech absolute. There are always limits put on this in terms of public safety, for example. And so it seems to me that there should be no difficulty for the Australian government in deciding that it will regulate this media form, social media, in the same sense in which it regulates, Channel 9 or any other media service. It has that power. There is no restriction on it.
Sumagot si Ginoong Choti sa pagsasabing oo, hindi maaaring sarahan ng tuluyan ang mga plataforma.
Nothing is 100% foolproof. And so as much as one could throw an endless stream of resources to be able to try to attack the issue, but it's impossible to do. Almost like the war on terrorism, so much is being put into and invested in terms of trying to fight it, but you can't lock down society, things will happen.
Sinabi naman ng video content editor ng publikasyong Tekli, Riordan Lee, na ang graphic content ay palaging aakit sa mga nanonood.
There's definitely a sort of morbid curiosity, I think, that a lot of people have. I think you see that with, with ISIS, with beheadings and things like that. These things that tend to get a lot of views, which is quite horrifying. And there's definitely an element of human curiosity that is drawn to this. And that's something that's perhaps unfortunate, but probably completely natural and understandable.
Nitong mga unang araw ng Linggo, ipinahayag ng Twitter na may kasunduan na sila sa 16 na live streaming. Ayon kay Peter Casti, umaasa siyang ang social media ay magiging alerto sa mga panganib.
Live streaming is a wonderful development. It's democratizing. All of us can get our voices out around the world. That's very exciting. And these are the corner cases, the tragic corner cases that nobody anticipated. Now we know they exist, and all we can do is try to mitigate them the best we can. But this technology is here to stay. You can't shut it down.
Inyong komunidad, inyong usapan sa SBS Filipino.